The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
You're living within 2 hours of 7 million people or whatever it is in the GTA now. Where's your profit come from? Where is your biggest sales stream?
They need to walk away knowing something that they didn't know. And I want them to feel like they're walking into their own home.
We recognize that we really needed that lead to brand to help draw people in.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Gray, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. This week's episode is all about retail sales and marketing for small tourism businesses. And for that, I spoke with Wayne Greer, who is a senior executive with 37 years of experience in the Canadian retail and food service industries. Wayne is now happily retired in the beautiful Blue Mountains, Ontario, and is coaching with the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program.
Well, my name is Wayne Greer, and I've been retired now 3 years. I was 37 years in the food business, and roughly my first half of my career was spent in the consumer packaged goods business. So I was in the soft drink business, confectionery business, salty snack business, and you know all different companies, and basically in sales and selling to retailers right across the country.
All right. So Wayne, regionally, what is retail marketing strategy all about?
It's part of like knowing who you are. And we're blessed to be living in a very beautiful area. And I think for an entrepreneur that's, in the cider or wine business, I mean, not only that has its own obvious, sort of benefits or attractions, you're living within 2 hours of 7 million people or whatever it is in the GTA now who are willing to travel, and just it's kind of the staycation kind of thing, or just even day trippers. I mean, Blue Mountain is filled with day trippers, almost 7 days a week, particularly in the summertime. And so they're up here, right? And they're looking for experiences. And you don't have to be around the village in order to, get that traffic. They need to, again, focus on what their customer is. And if they can provide that environment or that guest experience that attracts people coming by and to stop into your establishment, they're pretty much captured. Like once they drive into your farm driveway or your store, you pretty well have them, right? And because they're there when you come to a cidery or winery, you're probably there to consume something, right?
If you've been following the podcast, you would have met Andrea O'Reilly a couple episodes back. And Andrea is the marketing manager at one of the region's first wineries, that's Georgian Hills Vineyards. And Andrea was a participant in the T3 Accelerator coaching program. So Andrea, you have multiple sales channels, you have online sales and on-site retail. How do you approach your retail marketing strategy?
We've always offered, and that's always been so important to me, is like a great consumer experience. Like I'm like, guys, they need to walk away knowing something that they didn't know. And I want them to feel like they're walking into their own home. And then we have our social media, which we are very active. We've recently added TikTok. It's quite amazing to see what you can create in terms of the content. It looks like so fresh and stuff like that. And there's a lot of, for us, I find that people that are coming up to this region are looking online and they're planning their trip in advance. So there's a lot of, going to the website and doing the research. So that web presence is very important.
So Wayne, a lot of businesses who are selling a great product would want to get on the shelves, I would think, of a big retailer, whether it's the LCBO or one of the big grocery stores, for example. What advice do you have for businesses who are selling a product that want to get to that next step?
On-premise is usually their highest margin. And the thing is that when I say on-premise, so what you sell there. And my only comment to that is just be careful what you wish for, because is on-premise is something you control. You control your costs. You have a direct one-to-one. You can see your customer, right? And that tends to be your highest margin sale. As you add barriers between you and your customer, and even online. I mean, if you might pack your own stuff, but you're going to have costs, you know, probably in the neighborhood of 15 to 20%, you know, for couriers or whatever. And you get into retail, you're probably going to give up another third, you know, or more, you know. And so I think you just have to decide, is that how big do you want to be? Like, what's your vision? You know, you can make a pretty good living just doing a successful on-premise.
Meet Curtis Schmaltz. He's the CEO of one of the region's favorite breweries. And if you're into Ontario craft beer like I am, you've probably heard of McLean's Brewery in Hanover, Ontario.
So my name is Curtis Schmaltz, and I'm the CEO of McLean's Brewery.
They have a beautiful range of products that are really making a mark in the craft beer space. So Curtis, when we're talking about retail sales, what does that mean to your company?
When I speak about retail, retail really refers to grocery store, LCBO, and the beer store. So we're in multiple of those, and they equate for quite a bit of our sales, probably close to 50% of our sales. And then we have licensees, which are your bars and restaurants, and they represent another good portion. And then, yes, we do sell quite a bit of our retail store, but it's probably the smallest sector out of all of them. And maybe it's geographical, and maybe it's the marketing aspect of it.
So Curtis, what's your main strategy when it comes to retail marketing and sales?
It's interesting because the LCBO, it does come down to relationship selling. To tell you the truth, you need to get into the stores, you need to be showing your face and growing it that way. But then also too, then you have to add money and pay to be in their program and that, so that it can, you know, be at the end of the shelves or by the tills to grow as well. So it's not really any secrets to that. It's just a lot of work and spending
time.
Some money, yeah, to tie some of that all together. Is I'd like to see our retail store have a lot more emphasis in our sales as well and grow in that.
Another aspect of retail sales is when it's an ancillary part of your business. And that's more or less the case with Iwa Spa in the Blue Mountain Village. And I spoke with the owner of Iwa Spa, Michelle, who also participated in the T3 Accelerator program.
My name is Michelle Ubel. I am the founder, owner, and operator of Iwa Spa in Blue Mountain Village.
So Michelle, your spa offers a range of services, but you also have a retail space. How does that fit into your business model?
So we've always had a retail store, but what we recognized after the coaching session is that literally as soon as you walked in, it didn't feel like retail. It felt like you were entering a spa with retail, as opposed to a comfort level of just walking in exclusively as a retail purchaser, which was a good, you know, that forest and the tree things, we didn't see it that way because we were here every day. So it really, the session that we had on retailing really changed a lot of how we set up the retail space from a look and a feel. And then we strategically recognized that we needed a core brand. Well, we have many brands here at Iwa, and all of the brands are focused on wellness products. We recognized that we really needed that lead brand to help draw people in. So we applied for Lululemon to be a strategic sales partner with Lululemon. It was a pretty intensive process to go through that. We were very lucky enough to be awarded as a strategic sales partner with Lulu. So having Lululemon product in-house fits really well with who we are as a brand, as well as obviously for Lululemon, we fit really well with their brand. So it was a great partnership, and that became, the partnership with Lululemon really became part of our core retail strategy. And then we work with our retail strategy is wellness centric, to try and find as many Canadian based and or local based wellness products as possible. Be they, if they're spa products or if they're clothing products, they all have to pass that, is this within the wellness space?
And here's Donna Langman from Wasaga Adventure Park, a paintball facility. And we met Donna in our last episode about marketing. Donna also has a retail space or pro shop for paintball equipment, which is a segment that experienced explosive growth during the pandemic. Donna, tell me about how you pivoted your on-site retail space to an online platform because of the pandemic.
So we did. We have a pro shop where we sell equipment in our pro shop. So we focused all of our efforts in making sure that we're getting everything on our online store. Mm-hmm. We had already started the online store, but it was very minimal. So because when COVID came along, we just focused really hard on getting our product onto the online store and making sure that we had the product people were wanting and looking for and thinking ahead, right? We knew there was going to be supply and demand issues. So we were thinking, okay, what are popular sellers? Well, we're going to bring that in and we'll bring a bunch of them in. Hmm. So, and so thankful we did that because across Canada, we were the only place that had certain items.
And Wayne, to cap this episode off, what advice would you give to small businesses in the retail sales and marketing space?
As a coach, you can kind of step back and sort of listen. Again, ask open-ended questions, a few closed-down ones. Find out what really sort of matters to them. You know, I usually just, you know, because of my sales and marketing background, I really kind of go after, you know, like, who's your customer? Why do they buy from you? Who do you think your best customers are? And if, when you know them, how do you treat them better or differently than others in order to, you know? And then the other line of questioning is, where's your profit come from? Where is your biggest sales stream? And then what's the profit attached to it, right? I mean, you can have really high margin stuff, but you know, it's only 2% of your sales. Don't waste your time on that. So it's just those individual things like, who's your customers? You know, how you treat them? How you manage them, and then also just where's your greatest source of profit.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the rto7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.